Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that we have the liberty to make decisions that go against God's will, but we need to be ready to suffer the consequences for making wrong choices. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
You know, it's hard to just give Greek words because a lot of times they're hard to pronounce and you don't remember them. Hosios. But again, you probably forget that after this podcast is over. But it has the idea. We're not caught up, this Greek word, we're not caught up in worldly pleasures since we are seen by men. Now, we have thought about, you've heard fundamental preachers preach about smoking and dancing and drinking and some other things, the movies and so forth, and we hear that. But let us also think about something else. What about Facebook? What about the time? How much time is spent, not a few minutes, hours, in social media? Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I put Bible verses on it. You do? That's great. How many people are getting saved by that? You find out that most of the people that respond are people who know you, and they say, oh, that's such a nice thing. And, oh, you just rejoice. They found that what you said was so nice. So, again, you want to be holy, then it must show forward in your daily life. Not with worldly pleasures is what this word means. As pastors, we have a solemn responsibility not to be at the local theaters. Now, You're not very social. Really? Yeah, I'd like to go into a movie and get up, say, folks, stay in your seat. You're not going anywhere. I'm going to preach to you the gospel. There'd be Christians who'd probably get up and walk out of that. Now, should a preacher, because this is talking about the qualifications of preachers here, holy, can a preacher dress respectfully of the high Lord and God in the house of the Lord as he conducts a service to allow the Holy Spirit to work in him and through him? Or does he have to dress and look like the world, be like the world? Because that's the only way that people are going to hear. You know what that means? You don't believe that the Holy Spirit is in your preaching. You don't believe that the Holy Spirit is the power behind the word. And therefore, you think your ways are better than God's ways. That is 100% evilly wrong. Now, as we have true worship, and notice I said true worship, what happens if in a court of law that you come out and you come in there in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt and you say, well, Mr. Judge, I've got liberty. Yep, you had liberty to walk in here and I've got the liberty to throw you in jail or to throw you out at least. Look, a priest could have put on his own clothes instead of the high priestly garments to go in and to offer. Okay. I mean, God created us the free will. You can make decisions that go against God's will. Problem is, you'll suffer the consequence as well. You suffer the consequence of making decisions that go against God's will. priest would get killed for doing that by the Lord. He'd strike them dead. Now, if these are the kind of men he has ordained, those that are holy, to be pastors, then they should be that way already. This then tells us holiness is also a true reflection of the man's walk and his relationship with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has grown to know his person. Now, let me just stop there and tell you what I mean by that. Our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we got saved, we became part of the bride of Christ. Okay? We're the bride. We're saved. We're bride. Now, when I first got married to my lovely wife, I thought I knew her 100%. But you know what? You find out within a few weeks that you didn't really know that person. And that wasn't just for me. That was for everybody that gets married. I thought I knew them. But you see, then you learn things that you didn't learn when you were dating. And it's completely different. There have been couples that moved in and lived together to make sure that they were compatible. And they said, if we find that, then we're going to get married. And they found, oh, we're compatible. They got married. Then all of a sudden the person changes, you know, and then they're going to get divorced. But both ways, it's against the word of God. And so, does that preacher really know God? If he knows God, he'll be holy. I mean, when I dated my wife, I would not have done anything to try to displease her. After we were married, I grew to know her. And I'm glad. I'm glad because now I know her better than I knew her when I first got married. And to be honest with you, I think she's a better person now than she was then, although I think that was the greatest lady in the world. So what I'm saying is that when you get to know them, for an example, I can say something that I know that if I say that, then we've got problems. Even though most people won't think anything of it. There are things that come up that are new that when you're first married, you don't know you wouldn't say what you say now. When you're first married, you go ahead and say something and it's wrong and then you're having disputes. But as you grow in love and you grow to know the person, then you don't say those things and do those things, and the love just continues to grow. In Jesus Christ, as you grow to know him through his word and know his person, sometimes things are introduced, say, I can't see anything in the Bible about that. But if you know his person, you know he would not go along with that. You see, that is knowing God and knowing him in true righteousness and holiness. And so again, that means that you have a daily walk with the Lord. So, the man appointed to the office of pastor, he must be just, he must be holy. And now here's another word that we're told about. Not only just and holy, but then we see he is to be temperate. You say, oh, yeah, I know what temperance is. It's not drinking alcohol. Man, I got that down. Well, that's not quite the meaning of it, although it's a good word to use in relation to alcohol. But appoint to the office of the pastor, be temperate. So now when we think of this word, and what does it mean? I mean, it means one thing to men, but in the Bible context, it wasn't talking about a temperance movement to stop alcohol, which was not a bad movement, and it was good for the country when it happened. Most of the time we think of that guy who's not a drunkard. Some add gluttony and habits that get hold of men as gambling and drugs, pornography, and cigarettes get a hold of other men. We go on with a host of other things that are not acceptable and holy before God. And especially in a pastor's life. Now, have you heard the area or the idea of self-control that is true to a point? Some people say, yes, temperance is self-control. And that is true to a point. But we must also include, well, this particular thing as the real definition. In short, temperance, and this is going to sound simple, but it's actually what it means the way it was viewed in Bible days. Temperance is doing those things that you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it. And it's also not doing those things that you're not supposed to do. And you say, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah. Doing those things which you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Okay. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. A temperate man will be at church when the doors are open. Other people will make excuses. I don't have to be there every time the door's open. And they got all kinds of things to say as to why they can't be there. And it won't be because my job. Okay, no. I mean, sometimes you got police, you got firemen, you got others whose jobs require them to be out, military, whatever, and they can't be in church. But when they can be, then they shouldn't be allowing a fishing trip, a hunting trip, or any other kind of trip or thing to do, or games or ball games to watch, keep them from God's house. How many Christians have been cut out of church on a Sunday night because of the Super Bowl? Now, things are changing in this country, so it may not be quite as much anymore. But the Super Bowl keeps Christians out of church. Well, they'll watch that thing. That'll be shown about 20 more times, you know, and they could watch it then. But no, I got to watch it when it happens to know. I won't be surprised by the ending if I watch it on replay. And that's more important than getting the Word of God in your house, into God's house. And yet, they think they're totally just in doing so. Well, they're not. And a preacher that says, okay, we're going to have Super Bowl Sunday, and at halftime we'll break and we'll have a time in the Word of God, and then when halftime's over, we'll start right back into the ball game. That is a filthy, rotten sin in God's sight, and in the house of God, that is desecrating the house of the Lord. Those tables need overturned, just like Jesus overturned tables in the temple. So again, when you think it's doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, and not doing what you're not supposed to do.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.